In an effort to end cuts to county services, Mayor Peter Caroon is proposing to hike property taxes 17.5% to raise a total of $31 million.
We're at the point where the district attorney would have to pick and choose which crimes and which criminals to prosecute. We're at the point where the sheriff would have to close the Oxbow Jail, and we'd have to experience major layoffs of employees. At the end of the day, I decided we had made significant cuts for several years, and it was time to face a tax increase after 12 years.
What he's indicated here in this presentation is accurate. If a 10% cut were realized, it would be devastating.
That's Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder. He says the increase would mean fewer cuts to services.
If you talk to any of the electeds, we are at a place where there is structural imbalance. The question is, how do we address it? And we're going to work with the mayor and the council to get through it.
Salt Lake County Chief Financial Officer Darren Casper says the county has made budget cuts for 4 years in a row, but says with rising operating costs, it can no longer keep up with inflation.
You can't continue to fight inflation that happens every year by trimming your budgets without any revenue growth. We just got to the point where all of our individual elected officials said we can't take on the kind of cuts, budget cuts, that would be necessary to balance this budget.
The property tax increase would average about $64 per household per year, or $5.33 per month. Casper says the increase will structurally balance the existing service level. He says along with the tax increase, Caroon's budget proposes a new senior center in Midvale, as well as an increase of $10 million to the county's deferred capital maintenance fund for parks and trails. Councilman Jim Bradley says the tax hike is long overdue and adds it's a responsible move by Mayor Caroon.
I think what the county needs to do, and probably any local government, is look at the possibility of yearly tax increases on a very minor basis. That way you don't get the large hit after 10 or 12, but you show an increase at least at the rate of inflation. That means you're holding even.
The county council will make its recommendation at the end of the month. A public hearing to adopt the budget will be held December 11th. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.